So far, there have been no serious violent incidents related to protests in the state, but there have been tensions at some peace rallies and vigils where shouting and shoving matches have broken out. At a rally in Madison yesterday, Lieutenant Brian Ackert said police do their best to let both sides have their say.
They keep the groups separated and allow people to express their views verbally and with signs, but certainly we're not going to allow people to express their views by getting into physical confrontations.
Still, the director of the Wisconsin chapter of the ACLU says in some cases police may be overreacting in their efforts to control rallies. Chris Amity says in Milwaukee at both pro- and anti-war events, the police have used officers mounted on horseback.
You really have to wonder, is there such an imminent danger of violence that you have to have your mounted horses at a otherwise peaceful protest? So there's things about the way that police departments around the state are conducting themselves at demonstrations on both sides of the issue.
Amity says the ACLU has begun an investigation after receiving numerous calls from people complaining that either police or counter-demonstrators are violating their free speech rights. He cites a recent event in Wausau this week when a man attacked a peace protester. The victim, Mike Walschlager, was carrying an upside-down American flag during a daily peace vigil. The attacker was eventually charged with disorderly conduct, but Walschlager says callers to local talk radio shows this week in Wausau threatened him and other peace demonstrators, so he's decided to stop attending the vigils.
I'm not so concerned about my own personal safety, but I'm concerned about other peace protesters that might be there, or someone coming by and taking a shot and missing and shooting an innocent person or something. I would be really, I'd feel very bad about that.
The incident has sparked a debate among peace activists in Wausau who are encouraging protesters not to use defaced flags. There have been other incidents as well. In Madison this week, the Network for Peace and Justice office received threatening phone calls, and more than a dozen anti-war yard signs were stolen and then dumped in another peace activist's yard. Police say they may increase patrols in the neighborhoods where the signs were stolen. The ACLU's Chris Amity says such incidents highlight the need for protesters on both sides to respect each other's free speech rights. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.